Having lost all credibility on how to address the electricity crisis and secure new generation capacity for South Africa, the Minister of Mineral Resources and Energy, Gwede Mantashe, has now found a new favourite pastime, clamouring for fiscally unattainable nuclear power. Mantashe still insists on forging ahead with plans for a 2,500 megawatt nuclear build programme, despite the fact that the country cannot afford such an investment at this time, and that it will be another 10 to 15 years before the first megawatt is supplied to the grid. Given our track record with Medupi and Kusile, even this seems unlikely. South Africa does not have 10 years. The ongoing electricity crisis requires the acquisition of new generation capacity in the shortest possible time. The idea of a new nuclear build program has been rejected across the board, including from within the ANC itself. In 2018, the then ANC Treasurer General, Paul Mashatile, rejected the notion of nuclear energy, arguing that South Africa cannot afford large-scale expansion of its nuclear power fleet. This was just a few years after Treasury had also poured cold water on the project. With the 2024 elections looming on the horizon, South Africans are motivated to fire both Ramaphosa and Mantashe for the good of the country. We simply cannot afford to have another 5 years of rolling blackouts while Mantashe pushes irrational ideas about nuclear power, which are beyond the reach of the country at this time.